I heard about Radio England from Dave Cash. He was at the time working for Radio London, and actually that week had been my 21st birthday, and my girlfriend of the time had written up for a request for my birthday, and much surprise, he used to do a breakfast show on Radio London, and he read out my name. And so I thought, ah, I want to get into radio, he's read my request, I'll go and see him. And they used to do Radio London afternoons at the Marquee. And so I went up to the Marquee, looked at him on stage, and then he came off stage and managed to grab him. And it's sort of, hello, Dave, remember me? I'm the fella you played a record for. Now, to be fair to him, he actually did say, oh, yes, I remember, you're the disc jockey chap, which, load of rubbish, of course. He would have assumed that from what I'd said anyway. And I said, well, what's the chances of a gig on Radio London? Because, of course, everyone wanted to get on there. At the time, I was just doing discotheque stuff, as well as being a trainee chartered accountant during the day. He said, well, actually, you've no radio experience, have you? And I said, no. And he said, the best thing you can do is to try for a news station that's starting up very soon. He said, they're American, the ship's coming over very, very soon, and they'll be looking for a whole new lineup of staff. And he said, you stand a much better chance of getting on there. And he said, well, I actually know where these guys are at this moment. And they'd flown in that day, and they were staying at the Hilton Hotel in London. And I went right round to the Hilton Hotel, and I went to the desk and I said, could you tell me, please, where a Mr. Bill Vick is? And they told me the room number. So I went over to the phones, dialed the room, and a gentleman called Don Pearson answered the phone, and I explained who I was, and I was very interested in working for their new radio station. And they said, well, boy, you better come up and see us. It was just like the movies, you know. And I went up to their room at the Hilton, and they plied me with drink, which is no bad thing. I spoke to them for 2 hours. I've never spoken so much in all my life. And I thought, Roger, you've got to seize this opportunity. So I just kept talking and talking and talking, and managed to get across to them that although I didn't have any experience, I'd be very, very keen. And actually, they were looking for somebody like myself who didn't have experience. I didn't realise that at the time. I thought that would go against me. But that was in my favour, because they wanted people that they could train in their style of radio rather than what they'd already heard over here. Later on, they told me, they just thought I had a typically English accent and that would get me across. They thought they were in America rather than Britain, you see. They thought, well, it's kind of cute, isn't it? I mean, millions of other people sounded like me over here. But I wasn't going to let on, but stormed into my chief accountant and said, I'm leaving. He said, congratulations, going to a big firm of accountants, aren't you? And I said, well, no, as you probably realise, I do part-time disc jockeying, and I've got the chance to join one of those pirate radio stations. Well, after his secretary had brought the smelling salts in, it was as if I'd hit him on the jaw, because he couldn't believe that somebody was leaving to go to one of those naughty old offshore stations.
This is the start of something, boss, the Roger Day Show on the Much More Music Station, Swingin' Radio England.
The boss jocks, bop, bop, play more music, bop.
Number 9 in the Fun 50, Sound of the Happy Hollies, getting Roger Day off to a groovy start, and that's called Stop, Stop, Stop. But don't you stop, 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 can have groovy sounds right up until the midnight hour when it's Baby Bruce Wayne. Turn hi-fi high and the lights down low, Baby Roo, we gonna go. First off, a brand new hitbound sound on Swingin' Radio England. This is your hip ship, Brenda Lee, and she's coming on strong. She's looking pretty gorgeous too. Come on now, Brenda, tell us all about it. You're a darling.
Coming on strong.
Johnny Walker was also another disc jockey with no other broadcasting experience. He too managed to get a job with Radio England.
The story of how Johnny Walker got his name is because I was the first English guy to be hired, because he used to use the name Peter D at the clubs in Birmingham. And I was Roger Day, of course, not my real name. But I was allowed to keep my name because I was the first hired, and they didn't want somebody with a similar sounding name, which was common sense. And the order was, as he was the second employed, he should change his name. He wasn't very happy about it. How he got the name was, he was looking through a set of old Pam jingles, and one of these jingles had Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker.
WPTR.
Larry Dean.
While I was at PTR, the Chuck Blair, the Boom Boom Brannigan, the Johnny Walker, and it seems like there were some others, I can't, but they were disc jockeys there and had Pam's jingles. Now, we knew we had a Pam's jingles package with Swingin' Radio England. Pam's would kind of match up. You can splice these things together really well. So I just took a copy of the jingles with me, and as new people were hired, they were played some of these things, and which one did you want? So that's how the whole thing came about.
He's in!
Johnny Walker.
He's on!
That's the Much More Music sound of Ike and Tina Turner there, number 8 in the Buff 40 this week.
The fanfare would like to ask you, do you remember?
Do you remember, if anybody can remember which way Johnny Walker went when he came out the Cromwellian Club on Wednesday night, I'd like to know, because I can't remember, and that's why I'm slightly a day late. Anyway, I'm here now, so you've got to put up with me for a fortnight, I'm afraid. So now's the time to switch up.
Bop, jack, bop, bop, play more music, bow!
The Much More Music sound on Bus Radio, the Magic Lanterns. It's called Excuse Me, Baby.
Almost dead.
Brian Tilney had come from an unusual background, as Roger Day recalls.
Oh, Brian was a lovely man. I always wanted to meet him again. He was from the East End of London, I think, or anyway, yeah, Essex, near London. He'd been a bingo caller, believe it or not. Most untypical disc jockey, he really was. And he was taken on because, same reason as myself, I suppose, was keen. I had no previous radio experience. And his presentation was a lot like a bingo caller would be. Looking back, you know, it was pretty appalling, but it was effective at the time.
Oh, the great big sound there of Tom Jones, the picket sound of Boss Radio, this and that.
Boss Radio.
Majority simplified.
Graham Gill, who had worked on Radio London, joined after test transmissions, but before the official opening. The Americans, although comparatively young, were all experienced in radio and had been persuaded to join the station with tempting promises.
These American DJs had been told that the English audience would love them. You know, they'll eat you for breakfast, guys. You know, and the food on board will be like Hilton Hotel standard. It's a luxurious ship, you know, the whole flannel.
Ron O'Quinn, the programme director, was only 23 years old, but had already worked on 8 stations, including the highly rated WFUN in Florida.
Let's boss to number 33 with Ron on the radio at 23 minutes after 2 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 o'clock, it's the Jerry Smithwick program. It's a bang-up show. In fact, you've probably never heard a show as banged up as that one.
Listen,
really? This weekend, where the action is, swinging radio England.
You're going to hear a song here that you heard first in the whole wide world on swinging radio England.
Jerry Smithwick was 22. And had been born in Moultrie, Georgia, the same town in which Ron O'Quinn and Larry Dean had been brought up. Working on Radio England gave him very little opportunity to indulge his hobby, which was drag racing.
This is the Jerry Smithwick Show on the Much More Music Station, Swingin' Radio England.
Play more music
now. Ron on the radio goes with the Boss Beatles to America for the Beatles Summer Tour. Swingin' Radio England, your Boss Beatles station. And that's what's known as a hickey.
Jerry Smithwick.
I guess for the time we were making fairly decent money. In American money, I think I was doing somewhere $150, $175, $200 a week. As I recall, at that time, a British pound was equal to about $2.75 exchange. And had a lot of fun, did a lot of the night spots, and, you know, always was able to save a little money and all. But you got to remember, that's been over 30 years ago, and things were a little less expensive then than they are today.
Remember a song from Dick and Dee Dee called Thou Shall Not Steal.
Swinging radio England.
Gotta go get away, gotta get
good
away.
Good playing the blue flame. Swinging radio England. Boss 10-1.
Get away, go, get
gotta
away.
Go, get away. Third team before 4. Good afternoon, Swinging Radio England.
And now, another typical episode in the life of a Radio England listener.
Everybody, this is Little Red Riding Hood, and with me is the Big Bad Wolf. Hello, Wolf.
Hello, Red. Hey, Red. What you got in that basket, huh? Let me see in that basket, Red.
Okay, just lift up the lid.
Boss Radio.
Larry Dean was also 22 and a close friend of Ron O'Quinn. He too had been born and brought up in Moultrie, Georgia.
Monday, Monday.
Boss sound four.
It just turns out that way.
Monday, Monday. Mamas and the Papas, Swingin' Radio England. Much more music on the Larry Dean Show.
Weather.
Look for partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Chance of late afternoon showers turning mostly cloudy tonight with rain. High today, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Low tonight, around 54. Currently, 69 degrees in the wide and wonderful. The British Isles and the continent's only way to boss. Dave D. Dozy, Beaky Mick and Titch. Hold tight. 13 before 1, Swingin' Radio England with much more music. Larry Dean till 2 o'clock. Ron O'Quinn, 2 to 6 p.m. Do it to it.
Larry Dean.
I was not used to living on a ship. I was not used to being at sea. I think the first month or so I was there, I ate very little, and what I did usually went over the side. It was a strange situation because you had all the beer you could drink, all the cigarettes you could smoke, but you didn't want to drink any beer because you were so seasick all the time you couldn't take it.